I'm Leah Guffey with this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. This week is hashtag Food Thanks Week. It's better known as Thanksgiving, and traditionally it's been called Farm City Week. It's a time that we in America take time to celebrate the bountiful harvest across our land. The corn and soybean harvest is pretty much complete now and has been an interesting year for farmers. We talked with several recently who are thankful for the latest technology in equipment, seeds, as well as crop protection that helped them contribute to a record corn crop and a near record soybean crop this year. Chip Bowling, he's the vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, as well as a Maryland farmer. He talks to me during the National Association of Farm Broadcasting trade talk in Kansas City earlier this month about this year's growing season.
In the mid-Atlantic, we started planting corn right around the 1st of April. We had a good start. The corn crop just took off from the get-go and grew. Out here in the Midwest, not so much. You guys were cold and wet for a long time. It took you a while to get the crop in. But it seems like once it got in and got growing, obviously with 14 billion bushels coming off, you know, somebody grew a lot of good corn.
Let's talk a little bit about challenging growing seasons. And I know that you guys can't, you know, you can't set policy on growing conditions, but you guys always get together and have different conversations about new stuff happening.
Yeah, I mean, our hybrids that are coming out seem to be, the yields are continually going up. We're using less nutrients to get those yields. That's come through genetics. So, working hand in hand with the seed companies, that's part of our mission with National Corn is to promote the use of corn throughout the nation.
Alan Thiemann, he's the chairman of the U.S. Grains Council. He talks to me about how seed technology has helped the growing conditions of the last 2 years, and it also makes exports better and a record crop this year after last year's drought made for some nervous producers, yet he says there's a lot of excitement in the air.
Everybody's excited about the yields, the prospects for a huge crop. You know, we're talking 14 billion bushels of corn and the potential for record exports with this much corn on hand. We're looking for new markets. We're building on the markets we have. You know, China's the big one right now. We're looking at a lot more exports to China, hopefully, and not only in corn but in distillers grains also. So as we utilize the ethanol here, we can move those distillers grains around the world.
As a producer, what does it mean to you to be able to look at a growing season like we've seen this year, kind of across the board, especially in the Midwest, late planting, late harvest, early cold? What does it tell you, though, that we're still having some record numbers?
Oh, it's a testament to the technology that's out there. Within the seed industry is one major facet of it. You know, we've got drought tolerant hybrids in corn. We've got insect resistance in corn that have allowed this just to be amazing what we've done. I mean, where I'm from in Nebraska, we had a hot, dry July. We had a hot, dry August, and still came up way above expected yields, or what I expected for yields on my farm. So it was amazing.
So as you sit there and through the growing season and you're going through some of those really dry times, it gets a little, it's got to weigh on your mind a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we just came off a record drought, you know, and that hurt us in the export. We left some end users a little short, and other countries around the world, Brazil, Ukraine, were filling those spots for us. Now we're coming back with a 14 billion bushel crop. It's exciting to know that we can go back and say, hey, that was a fluke. We are going to have a quality corn crop. We're going to be the supplier that you want to deal with.
Tracy Ziorian is the president of Custom Harvesters Incorporated. She has seen harvest from the very beginning to the very near end. They started in the south and worked their way on up to the north. She said this year especially is a thankful year, as they really weren't certain what this year's crop would bring.
Started out really, really slim. There were a lot of harvesters that didn't even know what they were going to do because of the drought. Being such a widespread drought, we started pretty glum and glum. It was not looking good. Overall, I believe that it probably turned into more of an average year for everybody. I know the fall crops, they were concerned about the corn and the soybeans being not what they were hoping for. But I don't know if it's the miracle of technology or the better usage of what little bit of moisture they had, but they had a good crop, I think, from the whole Midwest is better than what they expected. But what's interesting is, yes, we do still have harvesters in the Dakotas that are dealing with frozen water lines and snow on the ground, and they're still out there trying to do their job.
That's this week's edition of the Hick Chick Chat. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. From all of us here at Precision Pays, to you and yours, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.